Greetings from the end of the kingdom, series 7, episode 2. And it's our first full day, and it's Sunday the 19th. It's World Cup day. So England won yesterday 6-4, so come third in the world now, beating France. Wasn't expecting that, actually, in all honesty. Not 6-4, anyway. So, anyway, that's by the by. So our first full day in Cornwall started with a overcast day, lots of moisture in the air. The tent was damp, the car was damp, the ground was kind of a little bit damp. I thought it'd been raining, but it hadn't. And then, bear in mind, we are very close to the sea, so it's not surprising, really. The crowd that were here, we were stuck in between like one big group that had been split among three plots, and we were in the middle of them. I'm guessing they'd gone to watch the football last night because they went around when we were having our campfire and our hot chocolate. So when we went to bed quite early because we were tired, and I woke up about 2:30, and I could hear the girls in the back plot laughing and giggling away. I don't think Lucas heard them, or he says he didn't anyway. And we're sitting down after the day today, right now, outside the tent in our camping chairs, and we're staring across the valley. And Lucas has asked me earlier on today what this thing was on the other side of the valley. And I can see what it is. It is the tower from the airport, because we're facing Newquay Airport. And can you not see that's rotating? That's the tower. So we got up, had coffee. I got up anyway, and milled around. I thought I'd jump in the shower before it got overrun by these young people. And it was quite nice. I saw the cleaner this morning, so she had just finished cleaning, and my bowels got the better of me, so I tried to hold off as long as I could, but unfortunately she was cleaning the toilet and I wrecked her toilets. But yeah, that happens, you know. And then we got up, and we didn't really have any breakfast. We just went straight out and went to Camel Creek, which took half an hour to get to, which is funny because it's only 15 minutes away, because I kept taking the wrong turn twice, three times I think it was, and then one once on the way back, because I kept thinking that I know where I'm, knew where I was going, and I really didn't have a clue. So that was fun. And then we got to Camel Creek, and it was the first time we've been, because we didn't go last year, for obvious reasons. And we didn't. So when we got there, it's not like, you know, Lucas is taller than me now by a few inches. So it's not like taking a little child anymore to a theme park. It's, you know, taking a big child. And so the little rides had kind of lost their appeal. They weren't quite as exciting as they were previously after a 2-year gap. Because it was actually really hot, we went on the log flume and pretended to be Viking warriors. But you know what? Norwegians. We pretended to be Norwegians doing a. And that was fun. And then we got a little bit wet. Lucas was like, let's go on. I was like, no, I don't want to. And then I felt bad because I thought, oh, I don't really want to be that guy. So we went back on, and then we did get really wet. And so we ended up paying £3 to go and stand in the dryer, which made a little bit of difference. It kind of took the edge off of it, off the dampness, not completely. So I think by, you know, we were there for about 2.5 hours. We kind of did all the rides that we normally do, and the ones that we haven't completely grown out of. And then I think there was one ride we were on when I thought, oh no, he's just outgrown this now. It's really sad. But there's lots of animals there as well. So that was always its appeal in the past for when we first started going back in. When did we first go? I think 2010. And the reason I know that is obviously before Lucas was born. And I know that because we took Molly and we were allowed to take Molly. And she had a great time. So, we were only there a couple of hours a day, 2.5 hours, maybe, I think. And then we came home, got lost, went shopping, came home, and got lost. That was it. And then got back here. And then just chilled. I had a snooze because I was tired from not sleeping very well last night. And it was roasting hot, so it was kind of nice to sort of just chill for a bit. And then we had the Riley Boys' famous campsite curry. It was great. It was a nice dinner. We had it quite early, actually. So earlier than we would normally have dinner anyway. And that was nice. Lucas didn't help at all. He got a couple of bits out, but everything else was all me. So that was nice. And then after dinner, we decided to head into Maugan, I don't know how to pronounce it, Maugan Porth, which is this tiny little village, seaside village, which we're close to. So it's like walking distance, but it's down a hill, which is fine. The downside is the walking back up the hill, which is the bit that's a bit unpleasant. And then we bought a football and played football on the beach, and that was cool. And then we tried playing catch with a tennis ball. And then we headed out to the sea, and we paddled and nearly lost our shoes. And then met a couple of dogs, and then walked back up to the shop and got our hot chocolate for tonight. So now we're kind of, well, waiting for Lucas to go and clean himself up from being, well, we've got his soaking, we've got his shorts soaking wet and his t-shirt soaking wet, and covered in sand, and now he's just on his phone, and I'm just because the sun's just starting to go down and it's the temperature is starting to dip a little bit, so it's like, yeah, it's now getting to the point where it's nice and cool. I'm going to have to put on a hoodie. And we're going to go in search of some firewood so that we can have a fire. And Lucas has caught the sun.
Hello?
Yeah.
I've always been there.
Yeah, but you're browner now. So. Yeah, so tomorrow, the plan for tomorrow, which we haven't really got one. I think we're gonna work back, and so tomorrow night or tomorrow evening, because it's our last night here in North Cornwall, we're gonna go back to the beach because that was fun. With a bit of paddling, maybe go a bit better prepared for paddling, and not sure what we're gonna do about dinner yet. But it's another day. So it's the daytime. So hopefully we're gonna go bike riding and do the camel trail tomorrow. So I'll worry about that in the morning. I'm trying to just, do you know, I've just noticed this big field in front of us, right? Bless you. And it's a huge field. It's probably about 3 football pitches.
No, that's only 1 football pitch.
It's not. And there's cars, well, there's hay at one end, and then there's cars at the other, which is really odd. And a big bulge in the centre. And there's, because it's like right in the sort of the centre of the valley. And behind it are some bell tents, and then there's a whole kind of caravan park as well. So I was sort of trying to make an assessment of this campsite, right? And it's quite nice, actually. I have to admit, it's grown on me. We made some friends, actually. There's a little group of young people, young adults, who were at the same concert that Lucas's mum was at last night. But they came up today, and they're all set up, and we just saw them. I just saw them in the town when I was getting the milk and the provisions. And they were getting a pizza, because obviously they had a big drive as well. And they seemed really nice. Really nice couple and a guy. I can't remember their names. Ethan and Amy, I think, and I can't remember the other guy. I'm terrible with names. But I'll probably see them this evening once we get the fire going. Because that'll be fun. And then there's another guy here. He's just come up with his dog. A really sweet little dog, actually. But apparently he's friends with the campsite owners. So, and I'm thinking, I think the campsite owners are actually on site. I think, anyway. Because there's like a trailer camper van that looks sort of relatively like semi-permanent. And there's a power line running from the toilet block right across the field to this said semi-permanent trailer. And I wonder if that's their block. And then there's a little trailer a little bit further along, and in the window was like a cup and toothbrush and toothpaste and shower gel, like fresh shower gel. And I think, oh, maybe the cleaner lives there. So, and it kind of, I mean, it's not a massively residential area. There are a few different houses, but it's not like West Cornwall where we go to at all. I mean, but you know, it's like, I suppose when you say Cornwall, you kind of expect it. I suppose I have an expectation that all of it is going to be similar and the same, but it's like saying Hertford Town is going to be like Stevenage because it's in Hertford. You know, it's like, no, they're completely different towns. Or, you know, Ware is going to be the same as Hertford or Broxbourne or Cheshunt for that matter. And they're not. They're all completely individual towns with unique identities. So there's no reason why places in Cornwall should be any different, or sections of Cornwall would be any different. And I mean, even the topography is completely different. West Cornwall is just one big cliff, and North Cornwall seems to be all hills, and Northeast Cornwall anyway is all hills and valleys. And so do you know, I was absolutely, what just wiped me out, right, is climbing that hill back up from the village. I suppose we're just not used to that kind of, because that was continuous. Not only that, Lucas really suffered because he did the whole thing barefoot. So that couldn't have been particularly comfortable and possibly painful for him. And it was even worse when we got to the campsite, because that was all part of it, sort of big chunky stones. So so there we go. Anything you'd like to add?
No.
So there you go.
I've got some rocks.
Do you want to tell us about your rocks?
I have a long one. I have a circular one. And I have a little one shaped like a guitar pick or an alien's head. That's small.
Very good.
And the long one's grey. And the circle one's red. And the small one, like, yellow.
Did you get all of that? He was telling you just the stones.
And I have a guitar pick.
And he has a guitar pick stone as well. Right, well, I think I'm going to have to put on a hoodie because I'm getting a bit cold now.
Same.
Oh, I almost feel like I'm ready for bed. It's 9:15. I should really check on... My sisters have been watching the football and I haven't paid any attention to it. So... I'd like to know what the score is at the very least. So we're going to leave it there. And thanks for tuning in. And pardon?
Cheers.
Cheers. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you tomorrow.